Suddenly, Mildred became aware of the pain in her lungs, her breathing becoming harder. She was acutely aware of the wheezing that emanated from Doc, and Jack's normally ghostly pale skin was scored by a number of wheals and sores as the pox burst out on his hands and face.
Ryan, slow for a second.
What? Under her plaits, Ryan could see that her dark skin was darker in patches, where the disease was erupting through her pores. Her eyes were bloodshot. She looked ill, and her labored breathing was alarming him.
Listen, I don't know if I can make it back to the bottom and then find the lab. I have a suggestion. Doc and I go for the med lab. Try to find the cure while you free the gate and chill these fuckers.
You'll be okay? Just the two of you?
How the hell do I know, Ryan? But Doc and I are worst hits, so we need the antidote first. And we can move better as two than as three or four. Besides, you need all the firepower you can get if you're going to get the gate free.
Okay, you two go for it. Know where you're going?
I've got a good idea. And we've got these to keep us safe and warm on the way. Right, Doc?
It should suffice, madam.
With brief farewells, Mildred and Doc left the rest at the junction, heading toward the level where the woman believed the med lab was situated, while the rest of the party headed downward, hoping to encounter as little resistance as possible.
Do you have anything other than a rough idea of where the lab should be? I ask not from any lack of faith, but purely because I fear I may soon be too weak to proceed.
You know something, Doc? I feel pretty much the same myself, but I figure the lab should be on this level. Most redoubts, they're pretty high up, and I'm counting on the late and unlamented fat man Toshin wanting to keep a pretty close eye on things.
Yes. The man who invented himself. That would make perfect sense.
So far, they'd been fortunate. There had been little activity on this level, and with luck, they wouldn't have to pass any of the comp or administration rooms where they'd seen illuminated ones at work, which left the possibility of stumbling across moving sec. They kept to the sides of the corridors, using the buttresses as cover. As they approached an open door, Mildred suddenly became aware of movement within. She held up a hand to stay Doc, who was moving close behind her, but they were already past the last line of cover.
You got everything you need now?
Uh-huh. Be glad to get off this level. Oh boy, this lab always gives me the creeps.
Don't let the boss man hear you say that.
Oh yeah, like I'd be that dumb.
The pair approached the open doorway. Mildred swore inwardly, knowing that there was no way to get into cover. She'd forgotten that she was still wearing the illuminated uniform, and as she readied to blast, she was momentarily taken aback by the friendly way in which she was greeted by the illuminated duo as they exited the room.
Hey, what are you doing here? I thought we were the only ones who...
Mildred suddenly raised the laser blaster. Doc stepped from behind her, also raising his weapon.
What the fuck?
That was a trifle too close to be comfortable.
Yeah, and we're too close to let it slip now.
Doc moved around in front of her and began to drag one of the chilled corpses back into the room.
Then I suggest we hide these, just in case they should be spotted before our task is accomplished.
Good call.
She took the other corpse and followed the old man into the room. As they stashed the corpses out of view, Mildred caught sight of what was contained within.
Look at this, Doc.
Leaving the hidden corpses, she walked across the room to a comp display that was linked to graph machines, spilling reams of computer paper silently into a collection basket.
I believe I've seen something like this before. It is it not, some kind of medical monitoring device?
On the button, Doc.
The physician scanned the comp displays and took out a sheaf of the papers to study them.
Complete vital function, brain and organ scan. But who are they monitoring this closely?
Time enough for that in a while. If this is medical monitoring, then perhaps we have hit the home run.
Might be just that, Doc. Whatever this is attached to is through that door. I figure there won't be anything else in there by the look of this hardware, so we'll take a look after we've scouted the rest of this level. Because it should all be here.
I concur, madam.
They temporarily left the comp setup in order to scout the rest of the level. There was only one external sector onto the corridor, the one through which the two illuminated shield had come. but the rooms were linked by a series of sectors that formed a chain. The first two rooms they entered were nothing more than standard examination rooms with tables and plentiful supplies of medications. Any other time, Mildred would have gladly raided them, but there were more important items on the agenda. It was in the third room that they found what they sought.
Mary, sweet mother of Jesus, this is a fucking nightmare.
Doc surveyed the sterile laboratory. Under protective glass, with built-in arm and glove sockets arrayed along the side, a number of cultures were being developed. There were petri dishes in which disease cultures were festering. At one end of the long tables, there were facilities for making culture solutions. It was from these that the disease was being disseminated. It did not seem the stuff of nightmares. However, Mildred had seen enough bacterial research and development facilities in her pre-dark life to know what this was. There were four long benches, one apart from the others. On any one of the other three alone, there was enough of the disease to destroy Earth's entire population many times over.
A real fucking nightmare.
I shall defer to your opinion, as I have little option but to believe you. It seems as little more than a mystery to me, so I hope you have some way of differentiating between the disease and the anti-disease, as it were.
Mildred immediately walked across to the bench that lay separate from the other three.
You know what? These folk are so simple-minded in some ways that I'd lay odds this is where they cultivate the antidote. And I'll bet you they have stores of it that are even labeled as such.
White coat arrogance permeates through the ages. Of course, no one would ever dare to encroach upon their sacred domain.
Let's just hope we're right.
With Doc's assistance, Mildred busied herself. The cultures on the fourth bench were markedly different, and it took her only a little time to acquaint herself with the process for distilling the results into a solution. By the wall-length cupboards lining the far corner of the room was a freestanding comp terminal. Mildred punched in a few commands to access the system. There was no security code, and the relevant information could be readily accessed. From this, she was able to find a brief statistical history of the disease and also confirm that the solution she'd just distilled was in fact the antidote, or at least the vaccine. It could prevent the disease being contracted, but there was no indication of whether the disease could actually be cured beyond a certain stage of contraction. These were the experiments that were being carried out on the subhumans they'd seen in the chasm. Opening the cupboards, she found shrink-wrapped syringes and a bottled and labeled store of the antidote. Thanking God for the tidy minds of the illuminated ones, she turned to Doc.
There's no guarantee this will cure us, or that it won't kill us any quicker.
Doc threw off his jacket and rolled up his sleeve.
My dear doctor, you must try it on me. At least, if I buy the farm quickly, as it were, you will know not to try it yourself. It is imperative that you survive long enough to pass this knowledge onward. For my part, my work is done. The last useful task will be to fulfill this function. And if I am still alive in a few moments, then perhaps it will effect a cure.
Mildred filled a syringe, increasing the dosage from that outlined on the comp stats. She explained this to Doc.
You sure you want to go through with this?
Madam, it will just kill me quicker. Without it, I am already dead, am I not?
Okay, then.
She swabbed Doc's arm and pushed in the needle. Even with everything he'd seen and endured over the years, Doc still found himself grow faint at the sight of the needle. He looked away as the liquid flowed into his arm. The solution was the same consistency of blood plasma, but felt corrosive and hot. A wave of nausea swept over him as he felt the stuff travel around his body, heating him so that his skin turned red and his face was awash in perspiration.
Doc, how are you doing?
I have felt better.
Doc tried hard to catch his breath between the clenching of his gut and the weakness spreading to his legs. The old man tried to relax, counting inside his head and conjuring up pictures of his beloved wife Emily and children Rachel and Julian, nurturing the thought that if he didn't recover, he'd soon be with them again. It seemed to take forever, but was really only a few seconds before the waves of heat subsided, leaving Doc slumped against the wall, Mildred still holding his arm.
Well, at least I am still alive. so it will be worth trying to inoculate yourself and Jack at the very least. Are you ready for this?
No, but I don't see there's any choice. Hold me, Doc.